107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is Wednesday, May 24th, and City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma joins us this morning. Good morning, Martin. You're running on not much sleep because it's farming time.
It's farming time, and I'm loving it. But good morning, Mr. Cottle. It's always a blessing to be here in the studio.
You bet. So much again to talk about. Let's talk about what's in the news, certainly this week and this morning, about the Pride Crosswalk right in front of City Hall there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is a culmination of meetings with Kelly Ballantyne from SoCal, who's been involved with this project for some time, and AJ Adams with Stratford Perth Pride. We had success last night in getting that area to become a clean surface again, and we should have fresh paint on there tonight. Just want to, I know the original flag was put on and perhaps not, was put on with good intent, but perhaps with not the best original surface and perhaps not a professional painter. Thank those individuals that did put it on in the past. It certainly gave us an understanding of the need for that crosswalk and the number of people that took pictures in front of it. But you know, moving forward, the city will become more involved. AJ Adams will come to council at our next council meeting, I believe it's June 12th, and make presentation with regards to financial support through the through Stratford Perth Pride, and then how is the city going to be involved in maintaining that beautiful display in downtown Stratford.
Okay, so that is some really good news in moving forward with regards to that. Okay, it's National Accessibility Week too.
Well, that's coming up next week, and that's okay because it's a good segue because last night Roger Court and Diane Sims, those are our president and vice president of our accessibility advisory committee, they made presentation to council last night and did a wonderful job in preparation for the National Pride Week, which is a National Accessibility Week, which is May 28th to June the 3rd, and certainly reminded us of the important date that's looming. I believe Diane mentioned that's 589 days to the ADOA, you know, accessibility date of 2025, but identified some of the advances we've made to make, you know, to steal from, you know, from our most probably recognized individual with regard to advancing accessibility, Rick Hansen, you know, building a world that's more inclusive for everyone. And so, you know, we talked about the tables in Market Square, accessible housing, the accomplishments of the stopgap program. But the looming one is that around the police station. And as I assured both Roger and Diane, I've taken that to the Solicitor General. And also, it is going to be coming up. It's in the 2024 budget. So some work is being done on taking a look at making the front of the police station accessible. And so that's well underway. So certainly like people to turn their attention every day, but in particular next week to the National Accessibility Day. And, you know, when you think about it, we all have abilities or disabilities, visible or invisible, for sure.
Yeah, and we've got open houses that you want to spotlight,
yes,
too.
Yes, you know, it's, you know, you talk about, I think there's a national week. This week is paramedic week.
Right.
I want to mention that because, you know, I think sometimes we've, post-pandemic, we forgot those frontline workers that every day are involved with supporting us in situations of crisis. But I also want to acknowledge, yes, it is a Public Works Week, and with that comes a number of open houses. And go to our city website. There's the Romeo Street Control Water Center, the Water Pollution Center, the Vivian Street Plumbing station, pumping station, I should say, the Foreman Water Tower. Those are all coming up open on Friday between 12 and 3. Go to our city website. They're really important structures that sometimes we take for granted.
And you want to do a very special welcome to someone.
Yes, you know, as part of our expansion budget, we recognize that our planning department, our building department, with, and you see the growth in Stratford, the construction that's taking place. To support them, we have enhanced our human resources in that those departments, and we're really pleased. And part of that enhancement was adding a deputy chief building officer, and we're pleased to recognize that Kelsey Hammond, who's not a stranger to our city, is moving up into that role from an inspector's role. So it's lovely to have those internal advancements and support for our CBO, Jonathan Weird.
Well, there you go. Congratulations, yes. Kelsey Hammond. Yes. Okay, we've got programs and planning happening. What would you like to spotlight? We have the sanitary service subsidy program.
Yes, if I could just jump on that for a moment. Thank you very much. And I know we have a lot of items going on here. But as we talked about, the Albert Street Phase 1 contract has gone out and it was awarded last night. But a reminder to citizens that if they want to upgrade their facilities, because some of these facilities that below the ground go back to the early 1900s, yeah. There is an $800 subsidy that people can apply for, residents can apply for, to upgrade theirs and tie right in at the curb from the curb right to their home. They can use that subsidy to help offset those costs as they upgrade, as the city upgrades.
And of course, you can find details at the City of Stratford website, stratford.ca, and the Community Hub. We often talk about that. That's still moving forward.
Yes, it is moving forward. Last night, there were a presentation with regards to future public campaign, fundraising campaign. And these are early discussions, but necessary work. I want to draw your attention as well to the Engage Stratford. I always feel that is an amazing tool. We've had many conversations during our last term in office with regards to the rate of speed of vehicles on city streets. And there is some discussion with regards to reducing residentially posted speeds from 50 to 40. These are already in place in school zones, but I encourage people to go on the Engage Stratford and voice their opinion with regards to that thought
as
well.
And we've been sharing that story, of course, on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. And we got stuff coming up. We got a treasure hunt weekend.
Yes, that's been advertised. That's coming up. And it's one of those things that if you're not using it anymore, somebody else might find use for it, and then perhaps it doesn't end up in our landfill site as well.
Yeah, people love the treasure hunt to weekend. So there's one this coming weekend, and we've got the full schedule for the ones coming up in June, July, and August, and people love the treasure hunt weekends. I think that's one of our top questions. When's the next treasure hunt weekend?
Next one. It's like a city-wise garage sale with no dollar sign attached. Exactly. But just a reminder that if you put things out, make sure they come back in again.
All right, and a few shout outs. Let's shout out the Lawn Bowling Club.
You know, I've been out at the Lawn Bowling Club. A big shout out to Richard Cook and the Lawn Bowling Club. You know, that was moved as the Tom Patterson Theater took on that area there, and it has been a magical partnership between them and the municipal golf course. A shout out to Kyle Rodhagen, who's doing an amazing job. You know, the next step there is the installation of lights so that we can allow bowlers to go later in the evening, because that's a younger generation that are now taking up bowling, so they might go home after work, do their family thing, and then maybe bowl after supper type of thing. So thrilled with what's going on you know, over at the municipal golf course. I wanted to mention that this morning because it is such a treat to see that program moving forward in that location.
Yeah, and you can be a part of Stratford Lawn Bowling Club. So just to reach out and get in touch with them, for sure. There you go. And one more thing we have, my gosh, it feels so good to say we have opening night with the Stratford Festival fast approaching.
Yeah, I am so looking forward to it. I saw Rent. And it was the only time ever, perhaps, I'll ever get to moo in a theater in Stratford. So I encourage people, if you haven't taken an opportunity to see some of the plays, there are so many amazing ones this year. So yes, opening night coming up, and a shout out as well to the city and to the ongoing support of the boardwalks. You know, those are popping up. You know, it is part of our festival attraction as well. You know, those things that you know, sprung out of COVID, but continue to be part of our downtown attraction as well.
You bet. And again, opening night for the Stratford Festival is Tuesday, May 30th. So yes, it's not a Monday, Martin. Yes. I don't want you showing up on a Monday.
No, I'm not right very often in my household, but. My bride thought it was a Monday night, and I insisted.
It's usually Monday night.
I know, but don't bail her out on this one. I'll take marks while I can.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much for taking the time with me this morning.